everybody's chipping in, and those guys are getting chances. It's just a matter of time. But it's a really good sign for us is they hadn't been scoring, we were still winning, and it was just a matter of time. And it was almost like Stanley said, I'd had enough. We definitely went running with authority, and obviously it was a huge goal for us.
What else? Joe in the back there.
Obviously, you've seen Stamkos score a lot of goals in your coaching career. A lot of them probably look like that, too. Where does this one rank as far as the biggest ones, as far as meaningful ones that you've seen him score?
Well, I mean, he's got 300 and how many of them? So there's been a lot of meaningful ones in there. But you need your big guns to help you win. And you're in a tough environment, you're down a goal with under 10 to go, especially after giving up a shorty, which they were on the ice for. And to sit there and say, okay, as I said before, we need you. And he showed up and he delivered. And he's done that his whole career. And it's just a matter of time. But we need him, and he was there for us.
We'll hear to your right, Chris.
John, it's a second straight round where Brad Marchand has elected an opponent, and I'm just wondering if you think the league should step in and do something with that.
All I'm going to say is like, there's absolutely no place in our game for that. Like, I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't. And how would you feel if I walked over to you right now and just gave you one big lick right from the chin all the way up?
Not great.
Yeah. See, that's pretty sure I'm counting. There's just no place in the game.
Yeah. John, the joke with some of your guys is that Dan Jordan spoke from his office, which is the front of the net. I was wondering if you could touch on the read that he makes to go down there when Ryan McDonough is also already pinching, and the confidence it takes and the encouragement to do
well,
that.
The whole play was, it was just poise all over the place. How Cirelli didn't pull a groin staying on side to start with. But it's battle wins. They won that battle on the wall. But that is an unbelievable poise play. And we've done that before. Like we've thrown, we'll rotate our guys and throw our D back door. But the whole, when Yanni pulled it up and then have the wherewithal to have the poise and give it to Killer and to throw that across like that. But it was, usually that's, the big joke is that's Yanni's spot. I think Yanni's 25 goals. I don't even know if they add up to 25 feet. And I guess G's taking that over now.
John, the skating of Kucherov behind the net leading to Stamkos's game-tying goal. First of all, can you talk about how important it was for him to keep his legs moving and work behind the net? And secondly, how much did you hold your breath when McAvoy goes down? Okay. There was no penalty call.
Well, to be honest, I didn't, the fans can influence a lot of things. So it's the refs reffing the game. They're the ones, the professionals that are doing it. And whether it's in Boston and Tampa or wherever, the fans are going to have, when they scream, all of a sudden it's like, well, there must have been something. But there wasn't anything, in our opinion. And he skated, and McAvoy got crossed up and turned it over. And that was one of our things that we've talked about and we've had success with, is we've got to be on these guys and make them turn pucks over. As for Cooch, he gives that kid some open ice. He's a wonderful skater. But he's, a lot of the stuff we do is east-west and keeping those pucks moving and throwing pucks behind. And that's not a secret. A lot of teams in the league do it. There's just some players better at it than others. And he, he's sneaky. He's sneaky quick. And the other thing is he makes really good reads. So he's one of those guys kind of like in your head. He knows the move you're going to make before the player does.
great play by that line.
One more here, Joe.
John, what was your view on Marshawn hit on Callahan before that?
There's the fine line, and you know, there's hip checks, and then there's checks that are borderline going to take out your knees and do some serious damage to somebody. And body checking is in this sport; it's a big part of this sport. But there's legal ways to do it, and there's ways that aren't. And taking guys' legs out is like it's a no-no. And there was a lot of things that could have been done there to get in his way, but to bring him like that and go down low, that's those are tough. And you know, fortunately, everybody was okay with it. But you know, there's a fine line there, and it's those are just, you know, they can be scary plays.
Good. Thank you.